Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are again, live from the studios of Milagros Media in Kansas City. What your doctor won't tell you. You know, each and every week, the list of what your doctor won't tell you continues to grow. And that certainly isn't good for us, as some who have suffered with headaches, migraines, chronic pain for years. You know, this season, it's all about stop treating your symptoms. Stop treating the what. Find and fix the why. And we've said it's all about solutions. You know, this has been kind of a sad week for me, a very frustrating week for me so far. Every single group that I participate with, migraine, headache, chronic pain awareness groups, organizations, societies, associations, when you read the comments and the questions from those people who continue to suffer with these ailments, it gets frustrating that the information that some of these people need to finally get the answers they've been looking for. They're desperate in some cases, yet they're looking in the wrong place. You're looking in the wrong direction. Let me start out by saying this. We want to continue this week building our arsenal. And once again, our arsenal contains a couple of very valuable weapons. And these weapons are not fighting for damage. They're not fighting for controversy. We are fighting to get the answers that we need. The answers, quite frankly, that you deserve to get yourself back to a state of being headache-free, healthy, and happy for a lifetime. That's what it's all about. And that is the purpose in doing this show each and every week. I do want to make a quick announcement. This is absolutely critical for those of you that have children or know of someone that have children who are suffering with chronic headaches or migraines. Tomorrow, Wednesday, October the 23rd, a special one-hour episode of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You, specifically designed for parents and children. You know, this is becoming an epidemic. In the news just the other day, Monday, yesterday, the number of deaths from prescription drugs, this does not include overdoses. This is from side effects from taking your medication exactly like your doctor told you to. The number of deaths from pain medication in particular quadrupled over a 10-year period, 1999 to 2009. Quadrupled. This is not acceptable in adults, let alone our children. And you know what's sad? In some of the pediatric migraine support groups that I participate in and observe, the answers, in some cases, are more obvious than the parents can see. Yet, the parents are being held from this information. The information they so desperately are looking for to help their children is being suppressed. It's not being shared with the parents that need this valuable information for their children. So tomorrow, Wednesday, the 23rd of October, right here on blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. Children and chronic headaches, whatever happened to just say no? You know, children as young as 3 years of age are now being diagnosed with chronic headache syndromes and chronic migraines and are being prescribed huge doses of pharmaceutical medication, of chemicals that we're loading our children full of. And, you know, let me say this. If you put enough foreign chemicals in your body for a long enough period of time, chances are really good you're going to have a significant side effect. And parents, listen and listen good. You are starting your kids off early toward being drug-dependent adults. I'm not talking heroin, cocaine, marijuana. I'm not talking those drugs. More people are dying from side effects from their pain medication in the United States than from cocaine and heroin combined. It's published. It was published again and publicized just yesterday. Use a little bit of common sense. Tomorrow, noon Central Time, blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc, children and chronic headaches, whatever happened to just say no. Don't be an enabler for your children. Don't be your child's drug dealer. Share this information, please, with those you care about. Today's show, we are going to continue to build our arsenal, which includes two valuable but very simple tools, very simple weapons toward our fight for being headache-free, healthy, and happy. Knowledge. We are going to share additional knowledge today. Once again, we used the analogy last week of putting a puzzle together. If you're missing the vast majority of the puzzle pieces, it's certainly hard to see what the whole picture really is. So knowledge is the puzzle piece. We are putting the pieces together. The more pieces we have, the better chance we have of putting these pieces together so that they fit nice and snugly and give us a crystal clear picture of what is going on causing your symptoms. And most importantly, once you know the cause, what do you need to do to fix the cause of the problem once and for all? It's as simple as that. You know, something I say day in and day out, I've said it for years, I'm sure I'll continue to say it. Sometimes the simplest concepts are the most valuable. Sometimes the simplest concepts are the ones that provide the information that we need to get us where we're going. Yet, sometimes these concepts are so simple that they're just simply overlooked. You cannot overlook the simple things. Number two in our arsenal, our second weapon, common sense. So when you take the knowledge, what's proven in the research, what do we know with certainty about the causes of your headaches, your migraines, your chronic pain? What do we know for sure? And we take that knowledge and then use common sense to say, wait a minute, is the treatment that my doctor is giving me, is the treatment that my therapist is giving me, is the treatment my chiropractor, my neurologist, my pain specialist, my headache doctor, is the treatment that they're giving me really fixing the cause of the problem that we have identified with certainty? Sadly, we talked about the three highly guarded secrets your doctor frankly doesn't want you to know. And secret number one, your doctor, in many cases, they may not even know what's really causing your migraines or your headaches. How in the world do you expect to get any long-lasting, significant relief if you don't know what you're trying to fix in the first place? This is where the rule of common sense comes into play. In these migraine and headache support groups, over and over, you guessed it, and over, hundreds, thousands of times a day, people are asking, have you tried this medication for your migraines? What about that medication for your migraines? Have you tried this kind of treatment for your migraines? Have you tried that kind of treatment for your headaches? People, listen, knock it off. Write this down. Do not ever forget this. If you don't know what's causing your migraines or headaches in the first place, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you want to try. Some things may give you a little bit of temporary relief, and many others will give you absolutely no results and no relief whatsoever. It doesn't matter what kind of treatment you want to try out and hope you get results until you first know the cause of your symptoms. It doesn't matter until you identify the cause with certainty. This is simple. This is using the common sense rule, yet it's frustrating to see these people that are suffering. Look, I've been there. I know where you've been. I've been headache and migraine free for nearly 37 years. For most of us, there are long-lasting, proven solutions. You're not having migraines because you need more drugs in your body. You're not having headaches because you need to try a different drug. Maybe there's a better drug. You know, migraine and headache awareness is important, as you've heard me say time and time again. But awareness means absolutely nothing unless we're working toward a solution. Please, please, when you're participating in support groups for your condition, do not make it a gripe session. Let's look for solutions and let's share information that will lead us in the direction toward finding a solution. And that is done by first finding the real cause. As we've talked about, there is one true cause of chronic headaches. And by the way, we discussed this last week. Let's not get caught up in trying to put your headache in a category, to put a name on your headache. You know, I posted something on Facebook that some of you may have seen yesterday, and I want to read that to you real quickly. While we're spending our time focusing on naming our headaches and searching for the next best treatment, the real cause of your problem remains lurking in your body, ready to rear its ugly head once again. Find and fix the true cause of the problem once and for all. There is no other way. One more time, I want you to hear this. This is the most important point that I want you to hear today. While we focus on naming our headaches and search for the next best treatment, the real cause remains lurking in your body, being ignored, waiting to rear its ugly head yet again. Find and fix the true cause once and for all. Is no other way. You know, that summarizes everything that we believe here at Headache Relief at Last in the Kansas City area and that we want to communicate to you. Look, I wouldn't recommend anything for someone else that I wouldn't first recommend for myself or my family. So stop focusing on the what. I have a migraine. I have a headache. I have a chronic pain. That is the what. Let us find and fix the why. Why are you having a migraine? What is going on inside of your body that is causing your body to react that way? Why do these headaches continue for no apparent reason? Have you ever heard that? What caused these headaches? What brought on your migraines? Was there an accident? Was there an injury? Sure, that can happen, but in more cases than not, they came on for no apparent reason. Let me make this clear. Headaches and migraines happen for a reason. Just because doctors, even some of the most renowned clinics, hospitals, headache and pain specialists, just because one individual doctor cannot identify the cause doesn't make it a mysterious medical mystery. Look at the research. The research has been clear for decades. So stop trying to put a name on your condition. It's all about living headache and pain-free, healthy, and happy. So that being said, let me ask you a question that I posed to you last week. Why wouldn't you want to know more about what the research says works and what the research shows to be the most common causes of ongoing headaches and migraines? Why wouldn't you want to know that? It's information that could lead you, your child, those you care about, information that could lead you in the direction toward a long-lasting solution once and for all. Why wouldn't you want to listen? One of my big frustrations this week is that certain headache and migraine support groups don't seem to want this information. Even some of the founders and leaders, so to speak, of these support groups are completely unwilling to share this information. Why wouldn't they want to share the information with you that could lead you in the right direction toward finally getting a long-lasting solution? Why would they withhold this information from you? I don't have the answer to that. But when I offer help, I'm not selling anything. I'm offering information based on proven medical research, some of it very simple, that is being overlooked, change for what is the next best drug I can try. Have you tried this drug? Have you tried that drug? Have you tried this? Knock it off. If you don't know the cause, it doesn't matter. Understand me. It doesn't matter until you identify the cause. Let me say this. Last week, we talked a little bit about what are some of the common causes. We're going to go through a summary briefly of the most common causes, one of which stands head and shoulders above the others. By far and away, the most common cause of chronic headaches and migraines that we've seen in over 20 years in private practice and is clearly backed up for decades in the medical research. I'm not going to share opinion with you. I'm going to share facts from the research. That's what really matters. We mentioned last week that, sure, some people could have a major issue such as a tumor or a malformation of some of the blood vessels in the head, in the brain, or maybe their nerves are not wired quite correctly. All three of those are possibilities. However, those are a very minute portion of what we see in private practice. We said that the research shows that somewhere between 70 to 90% of us that are suffering with ongoing chronic headaches, migraines, you can name your headache whatever you want to name it, but the research says 70% minimum of us are having these chronic headaches because of a problem in our spine, particularly a problem in the neck. Yet, virtually most of the time, doctors completely ignore this issue. The research says in excess of 70% of us, some of the research says 90% of us, are having ongoing migraines and headaches because of a spine problem. So why do our doctors ignore this? In my private practice over the last 20 plus years, more than two decades so far, here's what we've found. Those that come to our practice seeking help for chronic headaches, migraines, tension headaches, cluster headaches, persistent headaches, call the headache whatever it is that you want to. Those that seek help in our office over the last two decades, 86% of those, we were able to identify a significant problem in their spine that was causing, or at the very least, was a significant contributing factor to their chronic headaches or migraines. 86% of them had a significant spinal issue. You know what? That goes along perfectly with what the research proves. Now, if we picked 100 people, 1,000 people, 100,000 people at random, and we divided them into two groups, those who experience ongoing headaches or migraines, and those who have never had a migraine and rarely have a headache. In our practice, we found this. In the group of those that have ongoing headaches or migraines, well in excess of 86 to 96% of them, averages around 90% of them, will have an obvious, identifiable spinal issue most of the time in the neck. That's overwhelming. 86 to 96% of the time when these people have an ongoing headache and migraine issue, we are able to identify an obvious spinal problem. Yet, if we took a group of people who have never had migraines, who do not have ongoing chronic headaches, 88 to 89% of them will not have an identifiable problem in their spine, will not have a problem in the neck. Now, listen to these numbers. This isn't a coincidence. The group of those with ongoing headaches or migraines, we were able to identify an obvious spinal problem in 90-plus percent of those, versus those without headaches and migraines, a very small percentage, around 10% of those, had a spinal problem that was identifiable. And by the way, how do we know that that 10% may not develop headache and migraine issues in the future? We don't know that, but that certainly is a possibility. So let me tell you this. The research, published research, our clinical research, all supports the same fact, and that is the vast majority of those that we see that are afflicted with ongoing headaches, migraines, have an obvious identifiable problem originating in the spine much of the time in the neck. It's proven fact. Yet we also know by using our tool, our weapon of common sense, that unfortunately, many specialists never even look at the spine as a potential source, despite the overwhelming research. Why wouldn't you want to know more about what's proven in the research, what's proven in clinical practice? Why wouldn't you want to know this? Let me ask you this. Let me pose a question to you. Why do you think this is? Is it because too many people are frustrated? Is it because they've been promised help too many places? That was the circumstance with me when I was younger. We were promised help everywhere we went. Everyone was going to help us. They were going to finally get rid of these migraines. They were going to finally get rid of your pain. They were going to finally help you be migraine-free. Yet, it seems that each and every time, you're let down. Now, don't get me wrong. Doctors, therapists, you name the specialist, it doesn't really matter. People that will treat or manage your headaches and migraines are easy to find. It's not a problem finding someone to give you treatment. It's not a problem finding a doctor to give you the next best drug. It's not hard to find. It's not hard to find a chiropractor to give you spinal adjustments. It's not hard to find a physical therapist to give you physical therapy, or an acupuncturist to give you acupuncture, or a pain specialist to give you injections, or sadly, this is becoming way too common, nerve ablation, cutting your nerves permanently. cutting pieces out of your brain. These treatments are becoming more and more accepted. My question to you is this, why do you accept this? Is it because you haven't been given other options? Do you feel like you've tried everything? Let me tell you, I understand if that's your feeling. Day to day, one of the most common things that I hear from those of you seeking help in our practice is, look, I've tried everything. I've tried the medicine. I've tried the chiropractor. I've tried the therapy. I've tried the nerve ablation. I've tried it all. I understand. I understand that's how you're feeling. But I also want you to hear this loud and clear. Much of the time, when you feel like you've tried everything, there's a good chance that you haven't. There are more options available, but you need to gather those puzzle pieces. We need to gather that knowledge and put it into our toolbox, put it into our arsenal. And then we can apply the rule of common sense. Something else I want you to take a note of here, absolutely critical, you mustn't ever forget this. There are two rules and two rules only when it comes to evaluating your doctor's recommendations for your condition. Rule number one, do you know with certainty what the real, true cause of your symptoms is? Do you and your doctor know with certainty what is causing the migraines? What is causing your chronic headaches? What is causing your pain? Do you know with 100% certainty? And rule number two, if you get to the point, and I hope you do, where you are 100% certain, we know with certainty what's going on in our body, what's going on in your body that's causing this migraine, what's going on in your body that's causing this headache, what's going on in your body causing this pain. When you get to that point and you know the answer with certainty, the second rule is the treatment that your doctor or therapist is giving you, is that treatment really addressing the cause of the problem? So the first challenge is always getting an accurate diagnosis. Now, I don't mean you've got headaches, you've got migraines. That's naming your condition. That's not a diagnosis. Once you have an accurate diagnosis, which means what is going on inside of your body that's causing you to feel that symptom? Once you know that with certainty, is the treatment that's being recommended for you really fixing the cause of the problem, or is it a temporary cover-up at best? Those are the two questions you have to ask each and every time, whether it's headaches, migraines, pain, digestive issues, leg problems, numbness, tingling, you name the symptom. Do you know what's causing it with certainty? And is the treatment being recommended really fixing the cause, or is it a temporary cover-up at best? Don't forget those two rules. I'll tell you what, there isn't one magical solution for most of our headaches and migraines and pains. One of the things I want to discuss just briefly today is this. For many years in practice, in Deep South Texas, I had a wonderful relationship with some of the most respected medical and healthcare specialists in the country. Family physicians, neurologists, orthopedic and neurosurgeons, physical therapists, chiropractors. We had a beautiful relationship in that we were able to work together and customize a plan not only to help you get relief, but to address the cause of your problem once and for all. You see, a lot of times there isn't one magical kind of treatment. We can't give you the magic medication, the magic drug. We can't give you the magic therapy, the magic chiropractic adjustment, the magical massage, the magical injection, the magical surgery. Many times there isn't one answer alone, one type of treatment or specialty alone that will actually address the real cause of your problem. This is the challenge, because healthcare, especially in this country, healthcare has been infused with a huge dose of politics. Oh, you know I'm right, don't you? Politics is not aside healthcare. Politics is infused in our healthcare system. It's part of it. It will continue to be part of it for a long time to come. And healthcare is a business. Doctors, therapists, we get paid by providing treatment, by providing care. That's how our system is designed. And as long as that care is addressing the cause of your problem once and for all, I'm all in favor of it. By the way, whether that includes one type of specialist or another, I'm not for or against any kind of treatment. We're not for medicine and we're not against it. We're not for chiropractic treatment and we're not against it. We're not for therapy or against it, for pain management or against. We are for one thing and one thing only here at Headache Relief at Last. What do you need in your specific circumstance to fix the cause of your problem once and for all? That's what I'm in favor of. Are you with me so far? And much of the time, that includes specialists being cooperative, working together, all for your benefit. That's how it's supposed to be. Do you agree with me on that? So the challenge is, once again, a big challenge in this country, getting each type of specialist. How do you get these specialists to actually work together? I'm not sure I have an answer for you. I'll be honest with you. It's taken me years, if not a decade nearly, to establish relationships here in the area where I practice currently. It's a challenge. But I think if someone is willing to listen, once again, let me say it, why wouldn't you want to know more about what the research says to guide you in the direction toward identifying the real true cause of your symptoms and finally coming up with a solution that fits your needs and addresses the cause of your symptoms once and for all? But let me ask the question a different way. If I were talking to your doctor, to your chiropractor, to your therapist, let me pose this question not to you as someone who suffers with headaches, not a question for you as someone who suffers with migraines, pain. This question is posed to your doctor, to your therapist. Why wouldn't you want to know more about what the research says to help your patients, that's you, to help your patients finally achieve a headache-free, healthy, and happy life? That question should be posed to our doctors, to our therapists, to our chiropractors, to our surgeons. Doctor, why wouldn't you want to know more about what's proven in the research to help me finally get rid of my headaches once and for all? Doctor, why wouldn't you want to know more about working with these other specialists hand in hand to help me achieve long-lasting results, to finally get rid of these headaches once and for all? Why wouldn't you want to know that, doctor? And you know what? I don't think there's any appropriate answer other than, you know what? I do want to know this because this is a tool that your doctor can put in their toolbox to continue to gain knowledge. And by the way, it's important that we as headache and migraine sufferers gain knowledge. But you know what? We put our complete trust and confidence in our doctors. And we know that many times our doctors don't even know why we're having these problems. Once again, doesn't keep them from prescribing, but we're treating your symptom. Why wouldn't the doctor want to gain more knowledge to put in their toolbox to help us, to help you pinpoint the true cause once and for all? The only answer is, I, as your doctor, would do anything and everything I possibly can to gain that knowledge to put in my arsenal, to share that with you, to help guide you in the right direction toward finally figuring out the real cause and a long-lasting solution that fits your needs. That is the answer your doctor should give. The frustration builds each week. People, listen, you're looking in the wrong direction. Support groups are absolutely critical. I participate in as many as I possibly can, but you're asking the wrong questions. It's not how can you treat your migraines better. What can you try to treat your headaches? That's not the question. The question is, where do I go to get an accurate diagnosis, to figure out what's really causing these migraines? What does the research show about why I'm having these headaches? That's the right question. And then secondly, what do we need to do to address the cause of this problem once and for all, not to drug ourselves and drug our children to death? I'll tell you what, I've got six beautiful, healthy, drug-free children at home. I want the same for your children. You know, prescription drug deaths continue to rise. That will continue to increase as the decades pass because we're starting our children out young. We're helping them to become addicts while they're young. They will be drug dependent their entire lives. Let me make this clear. You are not becoming healthier. Your children are not becoming healthier by pumping them full of more chemicals. Use the common sense in your toolbox. I want to answer an email question before we finish today. This is our email question. It's from Joliet, Illinois. I was told I have a bulging disc in my neck. Could this be the reason for my migraines? Let me give you a two-part answer here. There is no doubt that if a bulging disc or even a herniated disc is identified on an MRI, most likely, there's no doubt that the herniated disc or bulging disc is there. The question, though, is why is it there? If someone is completely migraine and headache-free, and you experience a traumatic event, whether it be an injury, an accident, a fall, if there is no history of migraines or headaches, and bam, you have a traumatic injury, and that brought on the herniated disc, that could potentially bring on migraines. That does happen. However, that is actually a very small portion of what we see in practice. More likely than not, the herniated or bulging disc is something that develops over time. But listen to this. It has nothing to do with age. The herniated or bulging disc, it doesn't happen at every disc in your spine. It doesn't happen in every disc in your neck. It usually happens in one isolated spot. And the reason that we see, by far and away, the most common reason that we see people with bulging or herniated discs in their neck is abnormal pressure on that disc that's been left over a long period of time. So in other words, what if my spine, for example, was bent in the wrong direction? What if my spine, instead of being nice and straight when I look at it from the front, what if it was significantly bent to one side or another? That could certainly squeeze a disc and cause that disc to bulge out or herniate to the side primarily. One example only, that is not the only cause by far, but if we leave that spine bent for a period of years, you will result, well, it's going to result in a herniated or bulging disc. There's no way to avoid it because that abnormal pressure has been left for a period of time. So in a nutshell, if you were headache and migraine free and had a traumatic injury or accident and that caused the bulging disc, that could potentially result in the migraines. However, if you had migraines for a period of time and cannot relate that to a specific traumatic event or injury, chances are that that isolated bulging disc is due to some kind of abnormal pressure in your spine that has been left over a long period of time. That can usually be diagnosed with a plain old simple series of x-rays. The MRI will show the actual disc bulge itself. However, the x-ray would show if there was a significant bend or malformation in your spine that resulted in that particular disc bulging while the discs around it remain unaffected. I appreciate the question. Anyone who would like their question answered on the air, you can submit your question directly to me at canhelp@gmail.com. The email will be forwarded directly to me. I will answer any questions that I can on the air. Finally, I want to mention our episode tomorrow, our special one-hour episode on Wednesday, October 23rd, noon Central Time. Whatever happened to just say no? The drugging of our children. You know, it is so much easier to help a child suffering with migraines and headaches. It is so much faster to get results. In our practice, children respond 2, 3, 4, even 5 times faster than an adult because their bodies are still growing and developing. But parents sometimes are looking for the magic pill, the magic drug, and we have already determined that there is no such thing. There isn't a magical treatment method. There isn't a magical drug. Your child is not having headaches or migraines because you need to give them medical marijuana. Yes, that came up in the last week in a support group. Your child is not having migraines and headaches because you need to pump them full of chemicals. Let's use our common sense. We will discuss tomorrow at noon the most common reasons our children, by the way, this included me as a child, why our children develop migraines and chronic headaches. What does the research show about our children and chronic headache syndromes? And most importantly, whether the diagnosis is migraine headaches, whether it's due to a hereditary factor, whether it's due to a malformation deformity, there's a reason why your child suffers with ongoing migraines and headaches. Do not suppress this information. Share this information with those you care about. If you're a member of a migraine or headache support group, please, I'm begging you, this is my plea, share this information. Tomorrow, Wednesday, October 23rd, noon Central Time, blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. I appreciate not only your listenership, but it is my goal each and every week to help one individual, at least one person, finally move in the right direction toward finally getting the answers they need, toward finally identifying what's really causing their symptom after feeling like they've tried everything. This is my dream. This is why I do what I do. I ask your help in sharing this dream, in helping those that you care about, in helping your child finally be headache-free, healthy, happy, not worry about these headaches returning time and time again, not worrying about the cause of the problem left in your child's body, not only waiting to rear its ugly head once again, but potentially causing damage to their spine while we sit around and drug them to death. It's just not okay anymore. It is your responsibility as a parent. It is your responsibility as a friend to share this information with them. Please help me fulfill our dream of helping someone tomorrow finally help their child live headache-free, healthy, and happy. Once again, I thank you. Send your questions to drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. Tomorrow at noon, children and chronic headaches, whatever happened to just say no? Let's finally break the cycle of drugging our children. Thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Scott. Join us again tomorrow. What your doctor won't tell you.